the blessed Sabbath, the great and holy day. God rested on the seventh day of creation. The Lord rested in the tomb on this day, but of course, as we know, and as we believe, he did not rest. He did not rest. He went in his spirit to the departed ones. He went to the place of death to bring the presence of himself, which is life, which is the life of all human beings. He came and gave us that life. When we wonder about all those that never got to hear his word, that never got to see Christ on this earth, that never got to experience his beauty and to hear his truth and holiness, Christ did not leave them out. He did not leave them out of his plan. He did not leave them out of his mercy. He did not leave them out of his heart. But he came to them in the depth of Hades on this day of the Blessed Sabbath. This is the great day, the first day of the Paschal celebration, the first announcement of the resurrection. As we heard in the Gospel, the women came to the tomb and heard that he is not here, he is risen, as he said. Life comes already to those in Hades. Today hell cries out groaning, my power has been trampled down. The shepherd is crucified and Adam is raised. I have been deprived of those whom I ruled. And of course, that includes the evil one. His ruling, his enslavement of the human race is finally and firmly defeated by the great 3 days of Pascha. Pascha is 3 days. Pascha is a 3-day event of the death and resurrection of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And this day indeed is often neglected and overlooked, but it's wonderful to see everyone. So many have come out this morning for this blessed day. This brings the transition from the tomb into the empty tomb, from Golgotha to the glorious celebration of Christ's resurrection. All those Old Testament readings are a reminder of our baptism, salvation through water, of all the great saving events that the Lord did with his people, with the old Israel. Those readings were read as the new catechumens were baptized at this liturgy, so that the faithful would remain in the church and listen to those readings, and the catechumens would go and be baptized either in a separate chapel or even at a river or so forth, or lake, and then come back to the church to join the faithful. Christ's death and resurrection is given to us in baptism. We die and rise with Christ into a new life. Behold, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation, a new creation. And when we celebrate Pascha, we're celebrating the renewal, the new creation of everything. That's why the leaves and the rose petals and the reminder of life, that God is the giver of life. We celebrate his life in the greenery and the reality of everything that is living is given by God as gift and given by God as joy. And when it died, God could not abide that. God could not stand with that. God could not let that stand. And he came and brought life where there was corruption. He came and brought renewal where there was death. And we are given that great and blessed gift on these Pascha, through our own baptism, and then the reminder of our baptism in this great and glorious Paschal days. Blessed Pascha to each and everyone. May the Lord allow us to rejoice together on this blessed day. This is now the day. It has no evening. There's no nighttime. We just, the Pascha light goes on into tomorrow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Glory.